Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Spice the home makeover format up with environment-friendly practices and celebrities. That's the design of Go Green, one of the unscripted pilots playing now at Series Fest 2021. Creator producers Nicole Winters and Leif Lindjum join me next. Series by series, Jack Vale is out to build the next Comedy Central. A prank affair here, a blooper fest there, and some other efforts here and there. You'll hear Vale and everything about Unveiled Network, which is currently playing on Roku, Amazon Fire TV, and Apple TV, next half hour. Also ahead, NBC is looking for another post-Olympics attraction, our classic trivia and up segments, and a special announcement about how you can listen to our show newly, starting next week. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker and TuneIn Radio, and present on Amazon Music, Burble, the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, and Apple Podcasts. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment, information, inspiration that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book or two when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in this program. Wherever you're listening to us, happy pre-4th of July holiday weekend to you, and welcome to our first episode of the month of the program about TV's current and future. 76 degrees at the top of the hour here in the New York metro area. Yes, we are definitely out of the heat wave. We've had some rain here and there, but we expect a wonderful holiday weekend weather-wise in the next few days. We have some great guests coming away over the next hour, and we invite you to be interactive with them. And all you got to do for that is pick up the phone and use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio. Also available to you, our chat room. It's SimonApple04 by name, and you can check it out at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And while the program is on the air, as always, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk, Spreaker, TuneIn screen. Follow the instructions of TV Live with you. Our pair of creative producers of Go Green will join us live from Boise, Idaho, after these news notes. Health issues are apparently forcing NBC to postpone the post-Olympic debut of its ultimate slip-and-slide competition series. NBC had intended to premiere the series August 8th, following the Summer Olympics closing ceremonies from Tokyo. According to The Wrap, production on Ultimate Slip-and-Slide has not resumed since an outbreak of diarrhea and other gastric problems forced a shutdown. June 2nd, 5 days of taping remained to be played out. The outbreak impacted a majority of show staff and production crew members. Universal TV's alternative studio division, which is handling the series, is expected to offer NBC executives a pair of scenarios to wrap up the competition next week. No word yet on how NBC will fill the post-closing ceremony time period August 8th. Now a trio of quickies. The Dallas Cowboys will be front and profile on the 20th anniversary season of Hard Knocks. The season kicks off on HBO August 10th. Chandler Kinney and Mayor Refrico, or Refrillo, are the first cast members of HBO Max's new Pretty Little Liars adventure, Original Sin. Production of PLL spinoff number 3 begins late summer in New York. Gloria Estefan's great performance episode about Brazil's music heritage runs next Friday on PBS. And one more thing, at long last, Jonathan Wolff's music for Seinfeld is finally available as a soundtrack available to the public. Water Tower Music is releasing. Long overdue. And that is news notes for today. Now joining us live from Boise, Idaho, the creator producers, one of the unscripted pilots currently playing virtually from Denver at Series Fest 2021 called Go Green, we welcome in Nicole Winters and Leif Lindjum. Nicole and Leif, welcome in.
Thanks, Simon.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
It is a pleasure. First of all, Nicole, what kind of feedback are you and Leif getting out of Go Green there at Series Fest?
We have gotten such positive feedback. We're so grateful to be a part of a festival that really champions episodic content and content creators of all different sorts. So, you know, this has been such a humbling experience for us and very positive, and we're a little overwhelmed. So,
why do you consider it humbling?
I think when Leif and I set out to create and make Go Green, it was like 50 things needed to fall into place to make it happen, especially, you know, something that's so important, You know, we didn't want to be doom and gloom about what's going on in climate change, although on the West Coast, you know, we're seeing unprecedented temperatures right now. So we wanted to make sure it was fresh and fun and inspiring and entertainment and, most importantly, educational for people to actually take action. So we're humbled by the positivity of all aspects of the show. One, the stories of the characters that we follow, that we share, that was super intimate, you know, all the way to, wow, I didn't know that I could do this. I didn't know that it was affordable and accessible to someone like myself. So it's been really humbling, because for us, it's really about our family, our future, our kids, and doing this through entertainment.
Lace, how long have you and Nicole looked at doing a program like this?
The impetus of this particular project came, I want to say, about 3 years ago. Nicole and I started a business called Lucia Entertainment. We were doing predominantly brand projects, and I always wanted to use the company to bridge into show creation. That was one of my incentives when we first got together and created the company. And we did a brand project for a solar company in Southern California with a UFC fighter, a UFC champ at the time. And it just felt to me like it had legs. So we kept kind of putting our heads together, kept seeing what sort of traction we could get if we focused on home renovation with clean energy solutions. That was kind of the birth of the project a few years ago. And then COVID hit, and I was in the midst of producing a show for HBO Max at the time. Everything shut down, and it just kind of gave Nicole and I a window to get the project off the ground and make it happen. So a lot of the stars aligned, so to speak.
Yeah, Leif, what was the HBO Max program you were working on?
I'm one of the producers for 12 Dates of Christmas,
which I believe is going to be premiering this fall.
The season two will be, yeah. We were in season one, actually, when COVID hit. And season two will be premiering this fall. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Nicole, how fast did the format for this, where you combine the idea of a home makeover with these environmentally sound tips and then bring in some celebrities, and we're talking about people like – and we're talking heavy hitter people like Don Cheadle, Oscar nominee, Emmy Award nominee, has his show now Black Monday on Showtime. I believe it's going into second or third season. And you have Mark Ruffalo, who last year won the Emmy for his double performance in I Know This Much Is True. How did it all come together, and how fast did it come together?
You know, this is a really unique project, and I think, you know, people listening, it's a very non-traditional way of putting something together. You know, we knew that we needed a credible partner. You know, we were going to talk about some serious things, and we wanted to make sure that we were, you know, sharing the right information. So, you know, I happen to know Mark Ruffalo's publicist, and she directed me to his nonprofit, The Solutions Project. So they really, you know, as a collective organization, attached very quickly. And what they do is they are solutions-driven organization that support people and organizations in the community doing this work, primarily for minority populations, women, African-American. So they really attach quickly with us. And in that, you know, Mark and Don and a lot of other people on their board supported the project. Now, how quickly it got off the ground is another story. You know, we worked really hard to think about the organizations and people we wanted to be a part of the project, which were non-traditional. We got Los Angeles District of Water and Power for our two episodes in L.A. To come on the show and really work with us to find these communities, these people, talk about their rebate programs, talk about actual, you know, the accessibility and affordability of these products and what it can do. And the time with COVID happening, you know, we also needed who's going to help us, you know, install these products. So that's when, you know, Mitsubishi Electric and Juicebox and PCS Energy, you know, all these amazing companies really want to attach themselves to something inspirational working with us, working with the Solutions Project. So, I mean, it took a ton of people to get this off the ground, including our hosts. Our hosts come from, you know, the design world. Darren comes from Extreme Makeover. You know, Nikki Chu has her own, you know, line at Walmart. So, you know, it was a really collective effort, and it took quite some time. But I have to say, you know, in all the negativity that was going on with COVID, you know, there was kind of a shining light at the end of the tunnel for us, and the importance of everybody being in their home and saying, you know, are we safe? Are we healthy? You know, I could use an extra $100. So it really gave it kind of, you know, that push it needed.
We're speaking with the creators and producers of Go Green, one of the unscripted pilots getting a lot of attention this week in Denver at Series Fest 2021, which is virtual for the second year in a row, although it originates from Denver. And we're speaking with Nicole Winters and Leif Lindjum. They're both with us from Boise, Idaho this half hour on tomorrow. We'll be televised. And happy wherever you are, you're with us too. Simon Applebaum with you live from the other side of the U.S. of A. That's New York, where it is now 76 degrees at the top of the hour, getting ready for a big July 4th holiday weekend. And if you have a question or comment for our guests, don't be shy. Make that phone go for you at 646-652-2906. We'll use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Next week, we kick things off on Tuesday rather than Monday because of the holiday weekend. And boy, we have an amazing two-hour episode for you to kick the week off. First up, from Leverage Redemption, the brand-new version of Leverage starring Noah Wiley that premieres a week from today on IMDb.tv, that's Amazon's ad-supported service. Executive producer Dean Devlin. He's been on the show before. Terrific guest. And that's just the lead half hour. Then we'll get into a company called Fast Studios that's putting together a set of advertise-supported channels on smart TV sets and smart devices. You'll meet Chief Executive Officer Stuart McLean, and we'll find out about some of the people he's brought on board to advise this project, including a former big executive at Procter & Gamble. Then our second hour begins with Mike Anderson. He's one of the co-founders, one of the key people at Open Gate Entertainment. It's a company out to have new TV shows get on the air in various fashions. You'll meet him, and you'll meet a TV host and personality by the name of Akil Orion, who wants to get an unscripted show through Open Gate. And finally, we'll introduce you to a new service, travel-oriented, now running on smart TV sets and devices called Go Travelers, from a company called Questar. Vice President Josh DeSilva will be with us. It's a big two-hour episode, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern, noon, 2 p.m. Pacific, exclusively Tuesday on Tomorrow will be televised. Leif, once you got the go-ahead, explain how you worked with the celebrities like Don Cheadle and Mark Ruffalo, and when you get into Don or Mark's home, how soon do you realize what needs to be made over and what environmental techniques do you practice?
So we really used our relationship with the Solutions Project, which again is Mark Ruffalo's nonprofit, or he's on the board of that nonprofit, to identify the cast members that we wanted to feature in each of our episodes. And their involvement was primarily one of support. They really believed in the story that we were trying to tell. They were very happy that we wanted to focus on all socioeconomic levels. We wanted to focus on aspirational stories. We wanted to focus on underserved communities. We wanted to really showcase that everybody should and does deserve access and affordability in a clean energy solutions. So their primary role was to be able to send a message to the cast members that we featured just to kind of reinforce that these are things that we can apply to our daily lives. We don't have to look at – when you look at climate change, it's something that's a very big to tackle. It's too much for one person to do. We just want to show people, especially in a home makeover renovation format, that you can do small things. And that can have an impact. It can have an impact individually in your home. It can have an impact in your community. And then once that grows, it can have an impact at large. So really, they were a vehicle to enhance the message and to reinforce with these homeowners that they can and do have the power to do something.
Because of the coronavirus pandemic, once you picked the subjects, did you have them film or tape what they're doing with a camera? Did you use Zoom? What kind of ways did you do to get these episodes produced?
So we produced this. Really, it was my second production back once LA opened back up post shutdown for COVID. The first run shutdown for COVID. This was my second show back, and the first show being the HBO Max show I mentioned, 12 Days of Christmas. We wrapped that and went straight into pre-production for Go Green. We were all learning as we went, and I took the same, you know, COVID compliance organization, the same safety measures that we had done for a major network show, and applied it to our pilot episodes in an independent route. So really, it was about, I mean, it's kind of the MO today for production until we run out of this next phase, which is test everybody, get everybody on a cadence. That's cast, crew, anybody and everyone involved. You know, strict mandates on masks and face shields and whatnot for crew, and then make it as safe and distanced as possible for people appearing on camera to be unmasked. And that was, so we didn't do anything remotely. We did everything in the homes with everyone in person.
Mm-hmm. Nicole, how smoothly did the production go?
I think it went very smoothly. There were some hiccups, obviously, because, you know, COVID and just the nature of how we had to work in production, which was, you know, the first for everybody. So, you know, as smooth as it could go, as efficient as it could go, I'm sorry, that's my daughter.
No problem.
That's real life of working remotely, as smooth as it could go. So, you know, Leif, you can probably answer that. But, you know, we did the best that we could, just like he said, to keep everybody safe and to run a tight ship and be grateful, you know, to hire people and work during this, you know, unprecedented time.
Yeah. I can
and
add to that. We had a tight
home. Yeah, go ahead, Leif.
I was just going to say, we had a really tight window to hit. We had a six-day production schedule. We couldn't afford for anything to drop out. We couldn't afford to push our days. We had too many vendors and too many partners involved. Everything had to hit. And, you know, I'm a big believer in prior planning prevents poor performance. We did the best we could with that, and we got lucky in other regards as well.
Yeah. And once you were in somebody's home, how long did it take to accomplish the makeover? And do we see, like, the typical reveal, you know, like close your eyes, step outside the house, curtain or something, you know, draped, and you, like, raise the drapes, bing, here's your new place.
Yeah, that's one of the challenges with this type of show. It's a home renovation show, but we don't have any huge visual renovation to show off because it's based on clean energy solutions. So one of the challenges was, how do you make an HVAC replacement sexy? How do you make, you know, an electrical upgrade interesting or visually engaging? It doesn't exist. So we chose to lean into the human interest aspect of each story we were telling, the backstory of the homeowner that we were servicing, and then try to weave that into the benefits of the home renovation that they were receiving, and really tie it to a personal need or really tie it to something that they could benefit from. With each episode, we do have reveals, one of which we did choose to make over an interior space for Sonia in one of our episodes, our HVAC episode. So she does have the, you know, blindfold outside, walk into the new space, and all of a sudden she has a new living space that she can use that she never, you know, could have attained before. And same thing with Maricela in our other episode, which focused on electrical upgrades and efficiency. We secretly installed an EV charger and were able to gift her an EV. So that was pretty special.
Mm-hmm. Nicole, did any of the environmental product makers that you worked with, did they offer any ways to make their situations visually arresting, visually interesting for the viewer?
You know, we were really lucky to work with partners that let us really fly free with the creative. You know, they wanted to be a part of this show for many reasons. It was great marketability for their products and their brand, and also, you know, they could align with something that was very inspirational. So we were lucky in their respect to, you know, have the free reign to display the products the way we wanted to, with the help of their technical people, you know, on set with us. you know, explaining, you know, what's the best messaging, you know, what's the best way for a consumer to digest something super complex. So, you know, as you can see, it's not very overt. Like, you really don't know, you know, what brands, what partners, because like Leif said, it was about the story and it was about the solutions.
Nicole Winters and Leif Lindjum are guests this first half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. They are the creators and producers of Go Green, one of the unscripted pilots running and still running through this weekend, by the way, at Series Fest, the virtual TV festival going on out of Denver. And we'll tell you in a bit how you can see Go Green and the other pilots, scripted, unscripted, et cetera, that have been playing there for the last week or so. If you have a question or comment or any minutes with our guests, make that call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, famineapple04 by name. And speaking of Series Fest, next Friday on Tomorrow Be Televised, we will devote either a half hour or a full hour to the winners of Series Fest best of different pilot competitions, which were announced on Wednesday night. We have reached out to five of the winners, one for drama, comedy, unscripted, late night, and a special impact award from the folks at Level Forward. And we have already had four confirmations. We may have a fifth. If we get all five or all four of the five, we will do a special hour roundtable with all five of these terrific pilot makers. So that's coming up a week from today, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, a big wrap with Series Fest 2021 pilot winners. That's next Friday right here, exclusively on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Nicole, since Go Green has been running at Series Fest, has there been any buzz from networks in terms of taking the show? What is the status in terms of making a deal to finally turn this into a series?
Right now, we are actively looking for buyers, and, you know, we can't disclose at the moment where we are. But, you know, we're hoping and looking forward to, you know, a really interesting 2022. And, you know, it's something we're hopeful to expand upon. You know, the intent of the show was to, you know, proof of concept, which I believe we did with the two pilot episodes, especially during a time that was pretty uncertain. So we are firm believers that this will take us to the next step, and you will see this on network in an hour format.
Mm-hmm. I would think, Leif, that you have a variety of players to work with, whether it's Netflix, whether it's Hulu, whether it's HBO Max, Peacock, Discovery Plus, Home and Garden Television, the new Magnolia Network that's coming soon from Chip and Joanna Gaines, you know, because, in fact, you know, not only do you have services like the ones from Discovery that already are in the field of home renovation, home makeover shows, but also you've got all these mega content services. They're doing more and more unscripted television, and they can't get enough because they're getting great reaction from the audience.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, in my career, I've now ventured into the show creation space, and I've been really lucky to develop a couple of shows that have sold just recently that hopefully I can disclose soon. But we're finding more and more that streaming networks, especially a lot of these premium subscription networks, are expanding their offerings, are looking for more offerings in these spaces. The DIY home renovation space is a huge space, and it's doing very well. So we are aiming for that premium streaming outlet, and we have some ongoing conversations, and we'll see where they go.
You know, Nicole, more of the environment-friendly advertisers, whether it's, you know, oat milk, whether it's paper towels like Seventh Generation, and others are now getting involved as national advertisers. Would it help if you made the pitch to these networks with an advertiser aboard that would, let's say, sponsor the show or would be a major player in terms of these makeovers?
That's a very interesting question. My background is advertising. So, you know, I've worked, you know, for 15 years in entertainment advertising, and this is how we built the show. We use brands to finance and back Go Green for proof of concept. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think there's a lot of ways that the project can come together. You know, it just depends on if a network will take that. You know, some networks, you know, they don't want any brands involved. Others, you know, they're happy to have collective financing. So, you know, I wish I had a more straightforward answer, but I definitely feel like we incepted Lucia with the idea of letting brands be part of the creative process, but still holding on to the IP, and everybody wins.
Mm-hmm. For both of you, to wrap this up, what are you getting out of the experience of being seen at Series Fest that you can take away and use in whatever products, whatever projects you do, you know, going forward, whether you get Go Green on as a series or you do other things?
Leif, do you want to answer first?
Sure. I think Series Fest is a pretty special platform. You know, coming up, I'm trained in screenwriting. I went to the American Film Institute and spent the better part of my 20s as a writer before transitioning into producing. And in hindsight, you know, something that I think all filmmakers, creators, television producers, et cetera, should invest in is short-form content. You know, the short film is not dead. Now, with the different platforms and outlets we have, doing short-form pilots are really effective for independent producers. So Series Fest is a platform that empowers those creators that can show proof of concept, that can do short-form pilots, that can do long-form pilots, that can have that same festival experience and get the same amount of attention and clout and response to their work. So I'm very grateful that we're a part of it, and it's been a very good net positive experience for sure.
And Simon, for me, it's really the credibility. You know, you work so hard, you know, as kind of an unknown artist, and, you know, you kind of ebb and flow in and out of different types of people you work with. And now it's like, you know, it's on the map. So to get the attention that it deserves, that we've worked hard to, and, you know, this is a serious topic. You know, this needs to happen now. And if everybody can make one change in their life, you know, I know that's like a very grandiose thought, but, you know, it can push the needle forward. And I think for our legacy, beyond entertainment, it's important to us. So to have that credibility that we've worked really hard the past 5 years, you know, is special. And we appreciate being on your show to give us that voice.
You're very, very welcome. Oh, incidentally, does the Series Fest experience encourage you to, before the end of the year, take your program to other festivals, whether TV or short form or even film festivals that are now, like Tribeca, doing more and more work in the television field?
I don't think that we've talked to them about that. I mean, we're definitely, you know, the more the merrier. You know, our focus, again, is to get this to network. You know, that's our priority. And continue to talk about how we put Go Green together, who's involved, and how it can be told through, you know, inspirational, aspirational stories. So wherever that leads us, we're happy to take.
Mm-hmm. Series Fest 2021 will continue through the July 4th holiday weekend and into next week, virtually operating from Denver. And if you want to check out Series Fest, not only check out all the independent pilots that are being presented there, but also great panel sessions and other special events, here's where you go online, www.seriesfest.com. It's www.seriesfest.com. And that website will be in operation, like I said, through the rest of the festival. And Series Fest, by the way, will be doing other events in Denver and other parts of the country through the rest of 2021. Nicole Winters, Leif Lindjum, thank you both very, very much for joining us in Boise, Idaho, to talk about Go Green. Whatever happens with Go Green, hopefully we'll hear more from you in the world of television, and have yourselves a fantastic July 4th weekend. It's been a pleasure to have you aboard.
Thank you,
too.
Simon.
Have
you
a
too.
Great weekend.
Will do. Take care. And all the best with Go Green. Let's hope it becomes a series.
Thanks so much.
Absolutely.
Have a good one.
Nicole Winters and Leif Lindjum joining us live from Boise, Idaho. This first half hour on Tomorrow will be televised. Back with more of our program, but first some words from the fine folks at Audible.com. Are you excited about Amazon finally giving you a TV adaptation of the best-selling books, The Wheel of Time? They've already included a second season on top of the first that we expect to premiere before the end of the year. Well, if you've never checked out The Wheel of Time, especially the first book, that's The Eye of the World by Robert Jordan, you can now, and make it a gift for you or someone you love this holiday weekend by being a trial run member of Audible.com. And remember, with Audible.com, it is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and inspiration. There's over 200,000 titles to choose from for your trial, and you list them on any device, whatever you're hearing us on right now, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, Amazon Music, Verbal, the iRadio Podcast Network, Apple Podcasts, etc. And all you got to do is sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. And when you do, you get one free audio book, a one-month trial, great health and wellness information while it lasts, and terrific customer service, one of those parents, Amazon.com. And remember, if you're an Amazon Prime member already, you're in bigger luck than ever because you get to have two audiobooks for your trial of one, one of them from the growing catalog of Audible Originals. That's everything from original audio productions and podcast series, best of Broadway, off-Broadway and regional theater, and great one woman and one man performances. So how about making this holiday weekend a great weekend, even greater, because you're involved with a one-month trial of Audible.com. It makes a great gift for you or someone you love, too. So for all details, it's audibletrial.com/televised. When we come back, we hope to have with us the man who is trying to create the next Comedy Central. He's doing it with a service called Unvalued Network, which is now running on Apple TV, Roku, and Amazon Fire TV, and hopes to come to other smart TV devices and sets very soon. Jack Vail, hopefully be with us, but first, we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. Connected with the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio, speaker, and tune in radio. Together, they reach more than 60 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Don't forget, BTR is your home for Let's Do It Radio. Get your holiday weekend off to a great start with the folks at Let's Do It today, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, that's the BTR 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back tomorrow. Tomorrow will be televised as we get you ready for a wonderful July 4th holiday weekend. This is our first episode of July 2021. Simon Apple, I'm with you live from New York, 76 degrees at the top of the hour. If you have a question or comment for our next guest coming up this half hour, make a call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Also coming up this half hour, our classic trivia question of the week, two great soundtracks coming your way if you're first with the correct answer, plus also ahead, an up segment about a guest from Series Fest we had on our show last week, and a special announcement about a brand new way you can hear our program starting next Tuesday. But first, my next guest found out that he wanted to, well, create the next Comedy Central, and he's doing it brick by brick by brick, literally. In fact, this past Tuesday, he launched his Comedy Central idea, as known as Unveiled Network. It is now running, and it's been running since Tuesday morning, on Apple TV, Roku, and Amazon Fire TV. Joining us right now, an iterating exclusive, Jack Vail. Jack, welcome to our program.
Hey, how are you? Good to be here.
Very, very fine, thanks. So, Jack, where are you calling from? What city on this Friday?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Music City, U.S. of A. Great. Great to have you aboard. So, Jack, first of all, how are things going 4 days into having your network on the air?
It's going really well. You know, we started with the app. The live TV network is going to start in about a month from now. But we started with the app. It's doing really well. And my goal was just to kind of get all of my content together. It's a lot of pranks and comedy sketches and licensed TV shows and stuff like that together just to give somebody, give everybody some family-friendly comedy to watch.
How did you come up with the idea of let's build a comedy network? It sort of came over to me on Tuesday when I saw the press release the PR Newswire gave nationally. It's like you seem to have sort of like a Busby Berkeley, let's put on a show kind of attitude that was in those 1940 movies with Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland.
Yeah, it is. You know what? I do kind of feel that way. I started making these little like family friendly prank videos for people back in 2007 when YouTube was still a big deal, still is a big deal, and I was one of the first pranksters to start doing this. You know, before pranks became mean spirited and filled with stuff like that, and so. I developed this library of like 1,000 prank videos. I invented a little fart noise maker that I brought with me everywhere I went, and I started making videos with this thing on shows like Candid Camera and, you know, Bloopers and Practical Jokes, and I always really loved the harmless prank shows. So I worked for Dick Clark Productions a few years back when they brought Bloopers back to the air. And I did all the hidden camera stuff from them, and I had so much fun doing it. And I just really think this is something that's missing from our society now. Like, we need more family-friendly stuff that the family can sit around the living room and watch comedy, you know, and not have to worry about what the kids are seeing.
By the way, since you worked for Dick Clark on that show, TV's Bloopers and Pirates, why do you think that show had such a long run?
You know, it was, number one, it was for families. It always has been for families. People love the shows. Junior loved it. Mom and Dad loved it. Grandma and Grandpa loved it. And I think that's a really, really big part of it. And also, deep down inside, I think if everybody's really being honest, you got to say everybody loves a good prank. Who doesn't love, you know, watching the reaction of somebody getting pranked by somebody else? And mistakes. You know, the mistakes were hilarious. They were always doing, like, you know, behind-the-scenes TV clips and stuff of people, like, messing up their lines and things like that. And it's just fun to watch that innocent stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know, growing up, I watched Candid Camera. I used to see it when it was not in the original late run on prime time on 10 o'clock on CBS, Sunday nights, but when it was on as a daytime show, the reruns. And I'm always amazed at the imagination that Alan Funt and his associates had to do, as he liked to say, people caught in the act of being themselves, whether it was to show the policeman who was like directing traffic to music, to his wonderful interviews with kids, or things like, remember the automat, the Hornhart automat, where you tried to go for a sandwich and the sandwich was pulled back into the automat machine. Give me a sense of some of the pranks that you came up with, on the way to starting this network.
You know, I Leslie Nielsen and Don Knotts and people like that were really influential on me. So I ended up doing, making a name for myself, really doing a lot of fart kind of humor, you know. It's relatable. Everybody, for the most part, most people think it's funny. Who doesn't think an unexpected fart is funny? And so, that was kind of my big thing. So whenever I go out in public, people will, if they can't think of my name, but they recognize me, sometimes I hear, hey, aren't you the fart guy? So I've kind of embraced that, and I would say that's the number one thing that I'm really known for. But we've done, different TV shows and stuff that has just a lot of different types of – we've done pranks with police cars and pranks with, you know, we've gone more elaborate too. So as long as it's that the whole family can watch, I'm all about it.
You are hearing Jack Vail. He is the creator and the founder of Unveiled Network, which is the network that will be coming your way apparently in the next month or so on smart TV sets and smart TV devices, starting with Apple TV, Roku, and Amazon Fire TV, and it'll also be running as well as a web app. And Jack joins us live from Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, USA, at the start of this July 4th holiday weekend right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Sam Abbott with you live from New York. We're up north from where he is. And right now it's 76 degrees at the top of the hour. We want to hear from you, so be interactive with Jack and yours truly. Just give us a call, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. Number good anywhere you're catching us across the country or around the globe. Here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tuner Radio, or use our chat room to shout out the phone. Available for you at SimonApple04. That's at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Don't forget, our next episode will not be on Monday as we usually do because of the holiday weekend, but it'll be on Tuesday, and we got a big two-hour extravaganza for you. Kicking things off, the executive producer of Leverage Redemption, coming to Amazon Dance Supported Service, IMDb.tv, a week from today, Dean Devlin, who also did the original series on TNT for 4 years. Then we will bring you the chief executive officer of Fast Studios. It's a new venture, 6 months old, that's trying to get new free ad-supported channels off the ground on smart TV sets and smart devices. Stuart McLean will be our guest. And by the way, earlier this week, Fast Studios brought together some members for its advisory board, including some bigwigs from Procter & Gamble and other places. That will be very interesting. Then our second hour opens with Mike Anderson. He is the co-founder and managing partner of Open Gate Entertainment, another company out to get new TV series on the air. You'll meet him. We'll find what Open Gate is up to, including trying to get a unscripted show for a popular TV host and personality by the name of Akil Orion. You will have him on the program as well. And finally, from the brand-new smart TV service, Go Traveler. Yes, it's travel-oriented, as parent company Questar, Vice President Josh DeSilva. Big two-hour episode kicking off your post-holiday week, and we'll have it for you on Tuesday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Jack, what's it been like for you to pull all the elements of this network together?
You know, it's been a work in progress. I've been working on it for most of probably about halfway through 2020 is when I started the process. And you know what? It's been awesome, but it has been a lot of hard work just putting the right people into the right places, finding a good COO to make sure that everything's running smoothly and operating right. So it's definitely stepped out of my comfort zone and my box a little bit, but, you know, it has been so awesome. The biggest thing that I had to learn going into this was really all about the licensing agreements and, you know, going out and finding all of the content and stuff, which we've done a really good job, I think, finding. And so we're adding like 50 to 100 pieces of content every week to the network.
And talk about where that content is coming from, because it's not just from your library or things you produced lately. You've gotten quite a few very interesting talents aboard sort of sharing your vision.
Yeah, you know, as an internet personality and social media influencer, people know already that I'm associated with pranks, and I knew that was something that was going to be a really significant, you know, have an impact on this network, and it would have to be present there. So pranks is a big thing that's going to be on the network, and through that, I've been able to obtain a lot of content from some of my favorite pranksters. For example, there's a guy, Tom Mabe, who is a really good friend of mine, and he's been doing prank calls for decades, pranks on, you know, telemarketers and things like that long before YouTube. And just a lot of people that I've worked with over the years who have had various TV shows and they've worked on, you know, different projects and stuff. So it's kind of like a Jack Vail and Friends joint effort where we've been able to pull in all this content. It's come together quickly.
And since the formal announcement on Tuesday morning, have you heard from others saying, well, we'd like to do a blooper show, we'd like to do a sketch comedy show, we'd like to do a comedy variety show, we'd like to do XYZ formats?
Yes, we have. And we're taking them all down. We're not able to have really in-depth conversations with anybody right now just because we have so many things already, so many shows in development and licensing deals and all that stuff. So, but we have them, we're taking them into consideration, and we're really excited to kind of, you know, move forward on this.
I mentioned a moment ago that you've already got deals with Roku, with Apple TV, with Amazon Fire TV to run the network when it gets off the ground. How are you doing with the smart TV set makers like Samsung and LG? How are you doing with the multi-channel bundles, whether it's Zumo, Pluto TV, Fubo TV, et cetera?
Yep.
How are you doing trying to get those folks aboard?
Yeah, so Pluto and Zumo and, you know, all those companies are in the works right now. Those are obviously going to be the first ones that are going to launch. We're probably about 3 to 4 weeks away from that happening. Right after that, immediately, we're going to LG and Samsung TV Plus and Comcast. And it's going to be kind of a slow rollout over the next 8 or 9 months, I would say, before we hit, you know, Dish and those types of things. But it's gone really, really well so far. That's kind of a different thing, you know. As opposed to video on demand, which is where the app is right now, where you can go and choose what you want to watch. That's different, you know. Everything's got to get into this scheduling and programming of it all, and advertisers and all that kind of stuff. But I'll tell you, the advertisers, which is really great, they're all really 100% behind us. I mean, we have 20 to 30 major advertisers that are behind us right now and chomping at the bit to advertise and run commercials and stuff. So we're really excited about that.
Can you name any of the advertisers and whether or not they might not be involved beyond, for example, just running commercials, but perhaps maybe supplying content? For example, we know that Procter & Gamble has a project going on called Widen the Screen, where they're trying to advance more television series or segments involving people of color, for example. And I know that other advertisers are now trying to also look at perhaps forming their own production companies or working with individual shows to create content, whether branded or unbranded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, the thing, I'll name a couple. Mitsubishi is one, and another one is Progressive Insurance. And there's a couple of really big box, you know, retailers that we have on board as well. And when you deal with something like this, the good thing about this is you have two two key words that everybody really loves, and that's comedy and family. If you can combine comedy with family, you've got something really special because you've just widened your audience. It's niche-y, but not too niche-y. And that's kind of right where we want to be.
Mm-hmm. Progressive, of course, is very well known for its very funny commercials featuring Flo and her colleagues trying to sell the rest of us on Progressive insurance policies. Would there be an opportunity, let's say, for Progressive to spin off Flo or one of the characters off those commercials, maybe into its own series or its own set of short-form episodes that would go on your channel?
you know, I've not thought about that, but yeah, we would definitely entertain it, sure.
It can happen, you know. Way back
sure.
when, there were a number of shows back in the 60s. There were a number of children's shows that were actually spun off from either cartoon shows were spun off from characters on serials, or they were sponsored by, like, for example, the early Hanna-Barbera shows, like Yogi Bear and Huckleberry Hound were sponsored by Kellogg's, which had their rooster involved in the commercials. Or, for example, where they had the Hanna-Barbera characters actually do the commercials. Or we had Linus the Lionheart, a wonderful cartoon show with the characters from post serials from Krispy Critters to Sugar Crisp. So nobody's tried that in recent times, but that might be a possibility.
Well, we're open to it.
Jack Vail is our guest this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised, and he is building up the Unveiled Network, which will be starting up soon on Amazon Fire TV, Roku, and Apple TV, and other places as well. And if you have a question or comment on our remaining minutes with Jack, make that call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. And coming up shortly before the top of the hour, we've got our classic trivia question of the week. Stand by. The July 4th holiday weekend could be a winning one for you if you know the answer to the question and you get it into us ASAP. Also coming up, we will have a special announcement about a brand new way to hear our show starting next Tuesday. And we have an up segment on one of our guests last week that did very well this week at SiriusXM Fest 2021 in an awards fashion. So all of that is coming up. Incidentally, I would guess that a lot of the clips and a lot of the shows you're doing are live action. Has anybody thought about doing any animated shows or animated, given the fact that that whole arena of comedy is continues to grow at a pretty fast pace?
I will tell you, we have an animated show right now in the works. It's an original series for Unveiled, and I can tell you that it's about a family who lives in a trailer park, and it is very, very funny. I think people are really going to love this.
Incidentally, given the fact that you want to make this as family-friendly, family-oriented as possible, what are you hearing from, let's say, production companies who have been looking for such an avenue to tap into, or from other organizations who may not have been in the television field that think, hey, you really got something here. This is a network I can really get behind. Let's do something.
Well, we've been approached by a few people. We're just not in a position right now to really entertain anything serious. We're just launching. In fact, it's only been available on these platforms like Roku and Apple TV and all that stuff just since this week. It's just been a few days, I think, so is when we officially launched. But that is the goal. I mean, I would love to be able to partner up with other production companies and even networks and see what that looks like and stuff. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm. As you may know, we are now starting to see more and more producers look at getting their shows financed through crowdfunding, getting it financed through blockchain and cryptocurrency, using non-fundable tokens. Do you see any of the shows that you're putting on or maybe even your own format being financed or promoted or marketed using techniques like blockchain, cryptocurrency, NFTs?
Okay, to be real honest with you, I've not given that much thought. It's not something that I've put a lot of effort into. So I don't know. I'd say right now anything is a possibility. We'll just have to wait and see where everything goes. We're definitely open to anything.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Jack, of this environment where thanks to smart TV sets and smart TV devices and multi-channel bundles that are being packaged in these through these products or distributed these products, that we're seeing this incredible volcanic explosion of new programming services. It just seems that you find one or two new ones every day. There's a sense that many of them can make it, whether it's ad-supported or using a mix of ad-supported, a subscription, or maybe even e-commerce ways to go. There seems to be this sense that we are in this incredible new age of plentiful television, that it seems that all these new players like yourself can be successful in.
It's really true. It's if you can find a hole somewhere that hasn't really been like tapped into too much, I think that's the number one key. And the next is to have an existing fan base. If you're able to have some kind of a marketing strategy in place and tap into something that is really lacking in the industry already, then you've got kind of, I think that's what makes up this special potion that you need to really make that happen. So having developed about 5 million social media followers over the last several years, a decade or so, and then partnering with some friends of mine who have done the exact same thing, we're looking at, you know, somewhere around 30, 40 million followers and, gosh, I don't know, probably 25, 30 billion video views between us. And so we're able to kind of reach out and get people to come over and watch and stuff like that. But it's really exciting because, you know, this is like something today that we have never seen before, and it's not going anywhere. It's not like less shows, it's more shows. And every time you turn around, there's a new network, a new series, you know, new on-demand apps and stuff like that. And it's really, I think, a good time to get something like this started. It's just very there's a lot to it, I'll tell you. Starting this over the past, I've been busy for the last 9 months or so getting ready for this, and it's unlike any project that I've ever done before. But it's great.
You mentioned earlier that you worked with Dick Clark. He was one of the first great independent entrepreneurs. He did all sorts of programming. He did award shows. He did a TV's Bloopers and Practical Jokes. He did variety shows. He did made-for-TV movies like Elvis and Birth of the Beatles. Frank, I think, should get more due than they did. Game shows, a wide variety of programming over the course of his career. What about the way he accomplished all that did you take away from him that you're applying to your own entrepreneurial instincts?
Well, I really don't know that much about Dick Clark's beginnings or his know-how or any of that stuff. But the thing that I really loved about him was I've always kind of been passionate about two things, and that's pranks and family-friendly comedy, anything that is in that realm. And that's something that he was really good at. He was also, by the way, really good at looking young forever and being a heck of a host. I mean, this guy was the best host the world, I think, has ever seen. This guy was just so good on camera with everything that he did and so likable and personable. And, it was amazing. I mean, it was really an incredible thing when his production company reached out to me to say they were bringing this show, Bloopers, back to the air. They had Dean Cain host the show, and I did all the hidden camera segments. And it was an honor. I mean, it was really incredible because the only relation I had to that show was the fact that I watched it as a kid growing up. That was it. I didn't reach out to them, nothing. It just kind of sort of, you know, they found my videos and they came to me and we started from there. And so we're actually licensing that full series for the network, by the way, which is kind of a coincidental thing, but it worked out that way. So we're excited to be able to bring Bloopers to the Unveiled Network too.
Again, the name of the service is the Unveiled Network, and it's now in app form, and it is running, I believe, on Apple TV, Roku, and Amazon Fire TV, and soon to come to a smart TV set or venture near you, and then later on it will be a linear network or a network video on demand service as well, too. For more details about the service, which is running, here's where you go, online, www.unveilednetwork.com. That's www.unveilednetwork.com, Unveiled Network, one phrase, .com. www.unveilednetwork.com. Once again, now playing, 4 Days Young and Growing, Apple TV, Roku, and Amazon Fire TV. Jack Vale joining us live from Nashville, Tennessee, the creator and originator of the channel and the service. Thanks again for joining us. Congratulations on what you've accomplished so far. I have a hunch you're going to be accomplishing a lot more before all is said and done, and it's been a pleasure to have you on our pre-July 4th holiday weekend. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
You're welcome, Jack. Take care. All the greatest. Have a fantastic holiday weekend.
You too, Simon. Bye-bye.
Jack Vale joining us live from Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee. And now it's time for our classic trivia question of the week. Final time we're offering this question. And if you're first with the correct answer, you will win a pair of great classic TV soundtracks. From the original 1960s version of The Outer Limits, the music by the excellent Dominic Frontieri. And from One Step Beyond, the famous anthology of psychic phenomena. You can see a lot of the episodes, by the way, on YouTube, hosted and directed by John Newland. The music by Harry Lubin. By the way, the series also runs under the title Alcoa Presents. Alcoa, the Lumen Maker, was the sponsor for its entire run, which was on ABC for 2.5 years. Again, both soundtracks can be yours if you know the answer to this question. This is the final time we're offering it, so pay attention. Here's the question. Name the 1970s ABC miniseries about the Jordache brothers, one of them played by Peter Strauss. Name the 1970s ABC miniseries based on the saga of the Jordache brothers, one of the brothers played by Peter Strauss. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. And if you're first with the correct answer, you will win the Outer Limits and One Step Beyond soundtrack. Remember, when you send your email with the answer, enclose your name and your mailing address. We get the prize back to you as soon as possible. If we don't get a winner by the end of today, we will post the question tomorrow morning, and if we need to, throughout the July 4th holiday weekend, on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum, we have over 2,500 followers, and on Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT, we have over 750 followers checking that out for the latest TV news updated regularly. So, again, if we don't get a winner by the end today, we'll post the question tomorrow morning, and if need be, throughout the July 4th holiday weekend until we get a winner, on Facebook, Simon Applebaum, and Twitter, UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, in order to win, play in. That's the way to do it. And, of course, all the very best. And now before the top of the hour, we have a special announcement for you. It's one that we've been planning for some time. This has been a marvelous first 6 months of 2021 here on Tomorrow Be Televised when it comes to being a podcaster. So far this year, we've added Amazon Music, we've added Verbal, and more recently, Apple Podcasts to our family of podcast places, including the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. And I know that for some people, it's very difficult to find an individual podcast series or download it. You know, you got to go through the site, then you got to click on the category of the program, then the program name, then the individual program episode, et cetera, et cetera. I know for some people, it can be a time-consuming process. Well, starting on Tuesday, we have found a new way to make that process much easier because on Tuesday morning, July 6th, Tomorrow We Televise will be launching its own website. That's right, its own website. And for that, we want to thank an organization called PodSite. It's an organization that came to us about a month ago and said, Simon, we love your program. We would like to create a website for your show that people can go right to, check it out, click it, get the episode right then and there, from the latest episode to more recent episodes. And on this coming Tuesday, July 6th, that site is going to be in operation. I've been working with the PodSite people for the last month, developing the format, how it looks, and I tell you, it looks great. Here is the site, tomorrowwillbetelevised.podsite.io. tomorrowwillbetelevised.podsite.io. When you go to the site, the latest episode will be on the top half of the home screen. Click it, you get the episode. And the episode, by the way, each episode will come on the site a few minutes after we go off the air live with our simulcast. Also, below the top half, you will see the more recent episodes. All you got to do again is go to the individual episode you want, click it, and it's there. So once again, starting on Tuesday, our new Tomorrow Be Televised website will be open and available for you. It's tomorrowwillbetelevised.podsite.io. tomorrowwillbetelevised.podsite, P-O-D-S-I-T-E, dot podcast.podbean.io. I want to thank the fine folks at PodSite for working with me to make this happen. I think this is going to be an incredible deal. And just to let you know, they're already working on some advanced features, including the possibility of running our simulcast live on the site, along with Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio. So that's one of the things that they're planning. It may become a way that we sell advertising on the site, make some money, and a few other things too. And we'll keep you posted. By the way, also on the site, you'll get an opportunity to comment on our shows. You leave a comment, I will be able to look at it and respond in due time, okay? So one more time, starting on Tuesday, check out our brand new Tomorrow Will Be Televised website. It's tomorrowwillbetelevised.podsite.io. And PodSite, by the way, on Tuesday will get a closing credit as well for making that website possible. When we come back, our up segment, one of our guests from last week did very well this week at SiriusXM 2021. We will tell you how after we pause after the top of the hour for web identification. This is www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, and tune.com. Together we reach over 60 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Check out BTR, check out Spreaker, check out TuneIn Radio throughout the July 4th holiday weekend for all sorts of special programming, some live, some tape, and should be super entertaining. So check it all out. July 4th holiday programming all weekend long on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio at TuneIn.com. Welcome back to more of our first July 2021 edition of Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Simon Abbott with you live from New York. Welcome to listeners joining us after the top of the hour. And in case you missed the announcement we just made, starting on Tuesday, we will be having a brand new Tomorrow Will Be Televised website where you can get our latest episodes easily and just like that, including our latest episodes a few minutes after we're done with our simulcast. One more time, here is the website you go to, tomorrowwillbetelevised.podsite.io. tomorrowwillbetelevised.podsite.io. Again, thank you to PodSite for coming to us with the idea and being great in terms of putting this format together. I had a hand in developing how it looks, and I really think you're going to really appreciate what it's all about, especially for those of you that have issues with downloading podcasts or getting to podcasts in a very fast and an abundant manner, okay? Check it out. Starting on Tuesday, love to hear what you think about it, okay? SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Love to get your thoughts. Okay, before we leave you today, time for our up segment. We haven't done it in a while. Up is the segment where we catch up on guests and topics on this program. Well, last week, one of our guests was one of the people who acted in a SiriusXM 2021 pilot called In the Cards. Her name is Eleanor Pienta. We had her on, and it was a pleasure to have her do her thing on the program. Well, on Wednesday night, SiriusXM 2021 had their annual pilot competition awards. And while In the Cards did not win for Best Comedy Program, the series, the pilot, did win three awards, more than any other pilot in its category. One of them was for Pienta's performance in the lead role. Another was for a co-star as Best Supporting Actor in a comedy. And the third was Best Director for the person who wrote and directed the pilot. So congratulations to In the Cards for their three-award win Wednesday night during SiriusXM 2021, and to Eleanor herself for winning Best Actress in a Comedy. And thanks, by the way, to her for coming on our show last week. And if you missed the episode that we had her on, just go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised, www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. Well, thanks to our guests for being here today. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. And don't forget, we will have a big two-hour show for you when we come back from the July 4th holiday weekend on Tuesday at a regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Kicking things off, the executive producer of Leverage Redemption, the new Leverage spinoff starring Noah Wiley that premieres a week from today on IMDb.tv, Dean Devlin. Then from the new venture, Fast Studios, Chief Executive Officer Stuart McLean. Then our second hour begins with Mike Anderson, one of the co-founders of Open Gate Entertainment, out to great new shows for all sorts of channels. And TV host and personality, Ikeel Orion, who's trying to get an unscripted show done through Open Gate. And finally, from the new smart TV service, Go Traveler, done by Questar, Vice President Josh DeSilva. It's a big two-hour show. I promise you, it's going to be a lot of fun. So be with us, be interactive with our guests. And then, next Friday, we will have a special roundtable hour with many of the SiriusXM 2021 pilot program winners. We've already contacted the winners in all five of the key categories: drama, comedy, unscripted, late night, and the Impact Award sponsored by Level Forward. We have commitments so far from four of the five. We hope to have all five on And that will be 1 week from today, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. And we hope to have another guest as well, so we may become a 90-minute show before all is said and done. If you came in late on today's episode, you want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to that homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. And throughout the July 4th holiday weekend, all of our podcast sites will be available for you to check out our show. And that means it's iTunes, Apple TV, Apple Podcasts, Spreaker Podcast, TuneIn Radio, TuneIn.com, the iRadio Podcast Network, as well as Verbal and Amazon Music. All of them will have all of our shows available to you, so you can enjoy them, whether it's from last month, earlier, the first half of 2021, and earlier, okay? So check it out. Tell your friends to do so. Great, engaging entertainment for you this July 4th holiday weekend. And while we're at it, we love to hear from you. We're not taking a break in terms of hearing from you. If you have a question or comment about our show, what's your thoughts about where TV is at and where it's going? If you have ideas for our Show to Know segment, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to post your name and where you're from. And remember, that's how you get involved in our classic trivia question of the week. One more time, we'll give you that question. Name the 1970s ABC miniseries about the Jordache brothers, one of them played by Peter Strauss. Remember, we have two musical soundtracks in play, The Outer Limits by Dominic Frontieri, One Step Beyond by Harry Lubin, available to you if you are the winner. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. And you can also find us on Facebook, follow us on LinkedIn and Twitter. And if you find us any of those social media ways, we do respond within 24 hours. Why? Because no matter what time of the year it is, what you say matters now more than ever. Oh, before we go, since we have the time, I want to give one more shout-out, and that is to the folks behind the Manhattan Dance Championships, which are going on as we speak. They start on Wednesday, and they will continue through Sunday afternoon at the Brooklyn Marriott, located near the Brooklyn Bridge. If you're in New York City, just take the A, C, F train to JC MetroTech, go off the northern end of the platform, walk about a block, half a block, and you're right there. I was there on Wednesday night for the opening night activity. Let me tell you, it's the first ballroom dance competition that's been held since the pandemic happened early last year. The Brooklyn Marriott has gone through an upgrade. It looks sparkling, sensational, bigger dance space than ever, more seating room for spectators. It's really outstanding. So if you're in New York City this July 4th holiday weekend, or you're coming to New York, I can't recommend highly enough a better way to get entertained and see some wonderful ballroom dancers. If you're a Dancing in the Stars fan, So You Think You Can Dance, World of Dance, there's a new series coming up on CBS called Come Dance With Me. Manhattan Dance Championships is a place to be. Next session is going on as we speak. They'll have a session tonight, also tomorrow morning and afternoon, and another one tomorrow night, and then finally Sunday, ending up around 6 o'clock or so, local time. So if you want to find out more, go to Manhattan Dance Championships website or go on their Facebook page, and you'll get all the details. It's a great steal of a deal, and you will be supporting a ballroom dance community that really has been under the radar screen ever since the pandemic happened. And I really hope that this championship was organized by Gary McDonald, wonderful ballroom dance teacher performer for years, and he really does a fantastic job with this every year. I'm happy it's back, and let's hope it's the beginning of the revival of ballroom dance studio socials, of dance studio activities all over New York City and around the country. Now that the pandemic is lifting, we're finally getting this under control. We're saying this pandemic is kingdom come. And the mask mandates, the social mandates are coming down, hopefully, forever. Remember, dance is a contact art. And it's important we make contact, because that's who we are as a society. So, again, congrats to Manhattan Dance Championship for coming back strong. I'll be there tomorrow morning or afternoon to catch the activity there. Again, for more details, go to Manhattan Dance Championship's website or go to their Facebook page for all the details. So good luck, Gary and crew. Keep doing a great job. And all you ballroom dance out there, we are hitting the end of the tunnel, and you are the founding people to make it happen. All right? All right. So, again, email me. Let me know what you think of our show. Get ready to check our new website starting Tuesday morning. And remember, we love hearing from you, because what you say matters. The views expressed here are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Our production associate at BTR is Mandolin. Andy Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Sonnenberg head of content. The co-founders of this enterprise are Al Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow Be Televised is brought to you by Audible.com and Amazon Division. Remember, Audible will transform the way you hear the world. For a free audiobook or two and much more, it's audibletrial.com. Holiday gift this 4th of July weekend and beyond. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. for everyone at Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, all of our podcast affiliates, have a magnificent 4th of July holiday weekend. Get out there and celebrate to the max. It's high time we do. If you're going to the fireworks, please be safe. Don't do fireworks yourself. Let the professionals do it and enjoy what they have to do, whether you're here in New York with Macy's or anywhere across the country. We'll be back with you for a big two-hour edition, kicking things off on Tuesday of next week. And remember, it's 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific. You know where. Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, TuneIn Radio, Amazon Music, Verbal, the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, and Apple Podcasts. Whatever you are doing between now and then, please, more than ever, make it safe and make it great. And guess what, America and the world? We are licking this pandemic because it's going to kingdom come, and it's not coming back. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.